Well, Darrell, last time we talked was kind of as this whole American financial situation was unfolding, and I guess we've seen it unfold further since. Just what's your take right now, Darrell? Are we near the end of this, or has this got a long lot further to go here?
Can't say we're at the end of it. Through our last broadcast, Ray, we mentioned here that as we go into harvest and until we see some signs that these financial institutions situation is stabilized and there's no more firms going broke and being bought up, that the prevailing liquidation will probably continue. And of course, we've have some few more institutions that got bought up here recently. The most recent one being Wachovia, I believe it's pronounced, and that was just announced here this morning. So I don't think we're out of the woods just yet.
Darrell, with what we're seeing going on, I mean, it's had a direct relationship with our grain and oilseed markets. Is it just the fact there's so much money coming out of the market right now? Is that what the biggest impact is right now?
Yeah, that is the major impact. Of course, over the past year, we had a great deal of external money moving into commodity markets as an asset class, and they believe that this was a better investment than more traditional stocks and bonds. So we had securitization that happened in the commodity markets in addition to mortgage markets. And that, of course, that bull run only lasts as long as the underlying assets are highly valued. And once they start to mark down in value, the firms have to maintain their capital balance sheets, and if they can't maintain them, then the positions have to be liquidated.
Some are wondering, though, why, Darrell, the supply-demand isn't playing a bigger factor in all this. I mean, there's still good demand for grains and oil seeds around the world. Why is that not propping up these markets to some extent?
Well, I think there is, I would probably agree that there is decent demand for commodities, but not at the price levels that we had earlier this year. And supply and demand was working in the financial end of it, Ray. In other words, in the commodity contract market, the demand for commodity contracts was higher than the supply, and that's why the prices ran up so high. That's why you also saw the basis levels of the discounts to the cash market starting to widen and widen as that was going on, because the demand for the financial instrument was greater than for the underlying physical good.
So, Darrell, I mean, with all this turmoil in the markets, producers who are looking at a fairly sizable harvest this year, is there an approach you should take in a time like this?
Well, I think the tough part is that when you have very high and escalating prices, there's, of course, a lot of uncertainty at a time like that. There's a natural reluctance to not want to miss out on the highest price. But prices are only high when there's uncertainty, when we're not sure what the outturn of the crop is going to be. So the approach, I believe, that has to be taken is basic fundamentals, that you have to identify your profit margins in advance of production, and then stay on top of the contracting opportunities and gradually scale your sales into the marketplace, on an incremental basis to take advantage of the premiums. I think most growers have missed that opportunity now. So now, again, we'll be back into a scenario here of trying to play catch-up. So fortunately, the crop is coming off nice. The grading looks good. There's been no weather issues, so probably be an issue now of just working on some cash contracting opportunities and then playing the forward market as we go through the winter. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com/marketminutes.